A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Just 2 days ago, we heard this parable of the sower and the seed. Today, we hear Jesus' explanation of this parable in response to the disciples when they questioned him about his use of parables to teach about the kingdom of God. We've heard this parable many times and Jesus' explanation. The sower sows seed on the path, rocky ground, thorns, and rich soil. What farmer would sow and waste his seed this way? Only a very prodigal farmer, a wasteful farmer, a farmer who is so intent on wanting his seed to bear fruit that he casts his seed everywhere, making sure he has not overlooked or neglected any possibility for the seed to take root and bear fruit. In another parable, Jesus talks about the prodigal son who wasted his inheritance, and about the prodigal father who was wasteful in his love and forgiveness. Today, we are reminded of God's intense desire to share God's life with us. God scatters the word, the seed, to everyone, hoping that the seed will find good soil, that God's word will find hearts that are open to receive this word, trusting that the one who sows the seed will also bring about the harvest. God sends us his word, Jesus. God wants us to receive this word and to become this word. Gracious and prodigal farmer God, who loves us more than we can imagine, make me good soil to receive your word and grant that this word take root in me and bear fruit forever.